Hello and welcome to 50 Pound Note. I'm your host, Jeb. Excuse me. This is broadcast number 31 entitled Tea and Cigarettes, which is a line that comes from a song that's going to be played a few songs into the show. A song entitled Life in Mono by Mono. It just seemed to fit. The songs in this show are a playlist that I've sort of been cobbling together over the last 4 days that seem really good in kind of building and maintaining a particular mood. I've really been enjoying listening to them. So because it starts out with, sort of a French pop feel, I had thought originally that I would title it after a specific brand of French cigarettes, but I don't smoke anything except a pipe. I don't really know anything about cigarettes, and so I thought it sounded like a good title, even though I'm not necessarily advocating smoking. First up, though, something. There's a shop here in Lexington called CD Central. Really good place. If any of you are listening in the Lexington area, I highly recommend you go in there. Steve's a great guy. The owner, Steve. I was in the store just kind of rummaging around the other day, and they were tuned into the University of Kentucky's radio station, WRFL, which is 88.1 on the FM dial. And they were playing this beautiful song based around a string sample, and this guy had a very emotional, plaintive sort of voice singing this very sad, broken-hearted love song. And so I called the station and asked who it was. The artist's name is Jens Lechman. And they had the CD in the store. It's titled Oh, You're So Silent, Jens. It came out on Secretly Canadian. And the title of the song is Maple Leaves. So without further ado, here's Jens Lechman.
I never understood it. like a shaman. Nobody loves players, true. Not like you do. Am I what and why? 'Cause all I have left is my memories of yesterday. Now that we've chosen to take all we can, this shade of autumn will stay.
Two there from Portishead, That's Only You from their self-titled second LP, and before that we had Sour Times from their Dummy LP, the first one. I was, you know, looking on the back of that disc and did not realize that that album was that old. That came out in 1994, so we're working on 12 years there for Portishead. It doesn't feel to me like they've been around quite that long. Then we kicked everything off at the top of that set with Jens Lechtman and Maple Leaves. It's kind of funny. There's a lot of melancholy sort of running through this set, and I'm actually in a really good mood. I mean, it's a beautiful morning. The sun is shining. I'm wide awake. This is my Friday at work, so I'll be off for the next couple of days, and I'm not especially in a bad mood. I'm sitting here drinking a Coke with lime in it and eating some chips, but something about this set just sort of feels like it should either be recorded at 3 o'clock in the morning, or it should be an early Sunday morning or something like that. I don't know, or like I should have a joint, but I can't do that thanks to work. So anyway, this next song was sort of a minor one-hit wonder here in the States, probably back around 97, 98, I'm guessing. The name of the group is Mono. The title of the song is Life in Mono, and this is going out to Parks because it's one of his favorite songs. It's one of those that just kind of got stuck in my head after hearing it on the radio a few times. I was living in the Bay Area at the time, and I come back and revisit this song regularly because it's really beautiful. So here's Life in Mono.
Strangers I can think from someone else.
Never changes, remains a stupid lie. It's never been quite the same.
Vacuum may seem a waste of time. It's always been just the same. No hearing or breathing, no movement, no lyrics, just nothing. A sign that leads the way. A path we cannot take. You caught me at a bad time. So why don't you?
The Sound of Heaven right there. New Order doing Your Silent Face from 1983's Power, Corruption, and Lies, a song that was originally inspired by Kraftwerk. Before that, we had the extended version of Souvenir by OMD. That's the version with the extra verse in it. which can be found on the remastered edition of Architecture and Morality. Great album. That's probably my favorite OMD album. It's definitely my favorite OMD song. And started everything at the top of that set with Life in Mono by Mono. Now, when Tyler was here visiting this past weekend, Tyler, whom you heard on the previous podcast, Accidentally Goth, he's a huge Bauhaus fan and all the Bauhaus-related projects. And, you know, I like Bauhaus. I like Daniel Ash. I like Love and Rockets. But something that I had not ever really investigated that much was Tones on Tail, which was stuff that Daniel Ash and Kevin Haskins were doing along with another guy named Glenn Campling between like 82 and 84. They did one album and several singles. And after I dropped Tyler off at the airport on Monday, I stopped at the CD shop, and they had a copy of, it's a two-disc set entitled Everything, and it's all the Tones on Tail stuff on two discs. And I am really, really impressed. The album, the first disc is just comprised of their album, their proper album. The second disc is all the singles. And the stuff that's the actual album is just beautiful. So they're going to actually end up twice in the podcast. They'll be coming up a little bit later with a song called Real Life. But right now, here is the song that was the last proper song on the album. It's entitled Rain.
Thank you. freedom. A friend of mine has just committed suicide. He's a great friend of mine. And I've come back and I heard that. And it shocked me a bit. And I want to tell you because I'm not that you know him. It's not the point. And he planned it out. He had him, he left his boyfriend. I mean, he left notes and things. But he threw himself off a cliff, Peter. I just wondered what you think that feeling is like. What happened? What goes through your head between throwing yourself off and actually dying? I wondered what you thought of. Perhaps you could call me and tell me because it would help me, because I have a terrible fear of heights. And for me, just the idea of falling so far and being alive. And I just wondered if things going through your head, you know, people that you love and that, or things that you feel that you should have done, flash before you and but you can't do anything about it. I just wondered what you thought. You're probably the only person I like call right now. And I'd like to see you, because I think in a funny way we're doing that. We just don't really connect. Thank you.
Sleepy Manifesto with Still Falling from the Dog Star Man EP. Before that, we had Who'll Fall by Coil. That comes from Stolen and Contaminated Songs, which was sort of the... It's a companion album to Love's Secret Domain. It contains demo versions and things they were working on that didn't go on the finished album, along with a couple of extra singles like NASA Arab and a few other things. It's actually a really beautiful album. They did something similar with Horse Rotovator. So Horse Rotovator and its companion album, Gold is the Metal with the Broadest Shoulders, and then Love's Secret Domain with Stolen and Contaminated Songs. Those four albums by Coil I listened to quite a bit. And then we started that little set off with Rain by Tones on Tail, who, as I said, will be popping up a little bit later in the show. I'm going to move along now to a couple or three artists who I've been reading this. Mojo Magazine did a special that's kind of like the rise of synth pop, the history of synth pop. And it's got some pretty interesting stuff. And just from some of the interviews I've been reading and sort of timelines and different things, a couple of different bands stuck out to me that I haven't listened to in a while. The first one being Japan. I got this like remastered box thing of the Tin Drum album. That's that album remastered along with the Art of Parties single version, Ghosts single version, a couple of other things, and a really nice booklet full of artwork. So here is the sort of the extended mix of the Art of Parties.
I'm wounds that never heal takes hours of preparation to get that wasted look. Thank you.
Kraftwerk there with an exquisite live version of Neon Lights that comes from the Minimum Maximum Live album. And before Kraftwerk, we had just a little bit of incidental music entitled Neon Rider. That's from Junior Boy's album Last Exit. Before Junior Boy's, we had Fad Gadget with Collapsing New People. And we kicked that little set off with Japan doing The Art of Parties. Kind of winding down the set now. Something that's a little bit more upbeat. Brian Eno and John Cale from their Wrong Way Up album released in 1990 that has horrible, horrible dated cover art. I would expect much better from Brian Eno, especially considering he's credited with doing the design of the album. Here's Lay My Love.
I am the crow. Something for nothing. Give me too much too soon. I'm so damn sick of your stupid rules. Give him something for nothing. Give him too much too soon. I'm so damn sick of your stupid rules. Something for nothing. Give me too much too soon. I'm so damn sick of your stupid rules. Give me something for nothing. Give me too much too soon. Dreams come to real life. Shine.
stars on the mast, they grow brighter now. The long dark years have passed by. It's that coffin of your true love, true love.
Real Life there by Tones on Tail from the Tones on Tail LP. Before that, we had the remixed version of Six Underground by Sneaker Pimps, the version that was sort of became a hit on modern rock radio. And we started that set off with Brian Eno and John Cale doing Lay Your Love. Thanks a lot for tuning in. I should have a new show online soon. I've got a couple of different ideas I'm working on and a couple of CDs I've received recently in the mail. That have kind of given me some ideas. Going to close out the show with New, a band who, along with Kraftwerk and Can, was part of the German school of sort of psychedelic rockers that inspired a lot of bands that came up in the keyboard age. I know, in particular, OMD cited New as an influence. A lot of other bands really love them. And a band that I've only recently sort of gotten into, the title of this cut is For Immer, it's, which means forever. It's from the new 2LP. And as I said, I should have a new show online pretty soon. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.